After multiple court delays, the former police chief of Lee, Massachusetts on Tuesday was sentenced to 27 months in prison for extortion. In June 2015, Joseph Buffus was found guilty of coercing a Lee couple who ran an inn to donate $4,000 to a toy fund he oversaw in exchange for dropping pending prostitution charges against them. Berkshire Eagle reporter Bob Dunn has covered the trial and sentencing. He says Judge Mark Mastriani in court in Springfield explained that the sentencing reflected Buffus's abuse of his position.
The judge said as much. He was considering a lower sentence until he saw this lack of responsibility, this lack of contrition on Mr. Buffus's part.
In a recent letter to the judge asking for a probation instead of a prison sentence, Buffus wrote that he still believed he'd done, quote, the right thing at the right time for the right reasons, end quote, as reported by Dunn. Buffus did apologize to the extortion victims, his family, and the people of Lee before the judge announced his sentence. Lori Levinson is Buffus's attorney.
He did show remorse, and I'm just assuming that for the judge, it was too little, too late. But I do believe he expressed his remorse in court yesterday.
The judge tacked on 2 years of probation, 200 hours of community service, and ordered Buffus to repay the $4,000 to the victims. Levinson says she will definitely appeal the conviction and ask for an appellate attorney to be assigned to represent Buffus so a fresh set of eyes can look at the case. In a letter to the court, Lee Police Chief Jeffrey Russa said Buffus used his badge to say, quote, give me your money or else, end quote. Russa said that is not honorable behavior and wrote that he, the police department, and the town of Lee will forever be associated with the, quote, former chief who extorted people in uniform, end quote. Russa served as a sergeant under Buffus and was hired as chief in December 2013 after Buffus was fired. Reached Wednesday morning, Russa said he had no comment because the matter is over and the department is moving forward. As Dunn points out, the judge suggested Buffus's failure to recognize that he had abused his position stemmed from a, quote, deep psychological issue.
He did feel that that somewhere along the line in Mr. Buffus's career, something changed. Because he does have supporters. There were 30-some-odd letters talking about what a, you know, hardworking, nice, you know, family man he is, and he's probably all of those things.
After Buffus emotionally embraced his family, Dunn reported these were the only remarks Buffus made to members of the media outside the courthouse.
Thank you, God bless America, and vote for Donald Trump.
No date has been set for when Buffus will start his sentence. It's not clear where he will serve his time. Levinson sticks by her statement that probation and community service would have been appropriate, saying Buffus has a lot of skills to offer.
He's going to be locked away for about 2 years, and it's going to be extremely hard on his family financially and emotionally. And, you know, he could be out in the community providing service, which is what he had committed his entire working life to.
Buffus was found not guilty of 10 other counts related to his handling of the toy fund, including money laundering and fraud. Prosecutors allege Buffus stole roughly $120,000 from the Edward J. Laliberte Toy Fund, which he controlled over a 12-year period. Buffus says he would buy toys with his own money and then reimburse himself through the fund. After Buffus was indicted, the town of Lee fired him in August 2013, claiming he used town funds to pay for his family's cell phone plan. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.